Well, as we approach the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, it's great to see a little bit of education and theater combining to present some of the history of that era, such as the case with Falcon Productions participating in the Signature Series at the Campbell County Public Library System with a play called Soldier Come Home. And joining me this evening are the Artistic Director of Falcon Theater, Ted Weil. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you.
And the actress who is playing one of the leads, Mary Pringle, and her name is Elizabeth Malloy. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
First of all, Ted, tell me a little bit about Soldier Come Home.
Soldier Come Home is a play written by Frank Wicks, and it is written from a series of letters between his great-grandparents when his great-grandfather was shipped off to fight in the Civil War. And these are letters between Mary and her husband and also her father, her brother, Philip's brother, really the whole family through that whole era. It takes place from 1859 to 1865, and you see a really developing picture of how the war developed and how the lives of people in America were affected by the war. Frank found these letters in the attic of his grandparents when they cleared out their house years ago, and felt that they made a really compelling narrative about that era and about the war. So he put it together into this play, which is generally presented as reader's theater, and it's a beautiful piece. It really is a great picture of these people and their lives and the world that they lived in.
How are the letters presented? Are they simple reading of letters, or are they done in conversation style, like letter to letter to letter? How does that work?
A lot of it is conversation style in that the letters go back and forth, and you can really see the letters and the answers to the letters. And I think one of the things that's very interesting about the production is you can also see the gaps in the letters. You can see where mail was obviously lost or letters were lost after the fact, because there are questions asked by one character that are never answered or never addressed by other characters. But there obviously was a response of some sort at one time. So it's interesting to see that develop. Mr. Wicks didn't make any attempt to really fill in those gaps. He left those gaps. And honestly, I think it's very interesting to see because it shows a great progression. And it also shows, I think, the status of the mail system at the time. Things were lost and questions asked were never answered at times. And so people were left with very open-ended questions of, are you alive? Is my brother alive? Are you coming home? These things that affected their lives day to day, and they had to live with these things.
The primary conversation is between husband and wife, Philip and Mary Pringle. And Elizabeth, you're playing Mary.
Yes.
What was it like to first read the letters of a woman whose husband had been sent off to what was probably the largest war of the time, and then try to, as an actress, occupy her?
What really struck me was a lot of people have their own idea of what it was like for the Civil War and people involved with that. And this is sort of one family's take, one family's experience. So on the one hand, a lot of it was very relatable because a lot of her concerns are, is my husband okay? And I need to take care of the home front while he's away. And she's busy raising two small children. She's trying to get money to put food on the table. So, I mean, I think a lot of that is easily relatable in a contemporary setting, even though it was taking place during this famous historical moment.
Were there any surprises in her correspondence with her husband? Did anything suddenly strike you as being, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that?
She got angry a lot. She got mad at him. She got mad at the situation. I think she had a hard time understanding. When he initially went off to war, there was a set end date where he would be back, and that date comes and it goes, and then the next date is set, and that comes and it goes, and she doesn't understand why he doesn't come home. And I think that's really difficult for her because she's dealing with one side of the war, which is back at home, and doesn't really understand everything that he's going through, but she needs him there because they're very much a team, I think.
Ted, the Signature Series is a new program for the Campbell County Library System. Can you tell us a little bit about the series itself?
The series is something that the library produces, and it encompasses a lot of different things. This is one of their first forays into actual theater of a sort. A lot of the Signature Series are public speakers, authors, and other artists who will come in and talk about their work, talk about their process, and things like that. So it's an educational series. It is designed for adults, but I think a lot of it is very accessible for families and children as well. It's been very, very popular for the library, and we're just excited to be a part of it, and especially to be a part of really the first theatrical type of presentation.
This is more than just the play reading. There is actually going to be musical performance of Civil War era music.
Yes, that's right. Raison d'Etre is going to be performing Civil War era music. We approached them to see if they would put together some music to go with the production. Clint Ible, who is the director of the actual production, and myself had some meetings with Janet Arno at the library, who's their program coordinator. As we were talking about this production, we felt that music would really add to it, and especially, obviously, music from the Civil War era. So we started looking around for musical groups in this area who had that sort of style, and Raison d'Etre really came to the top very, very quickly for us. And we approached them to see if they would be willing to take on the project and to join us, and they were excited about it. So we're very excited to have them. It's going to be a neat combination of the two things.
Now, we should mention that this is going to be performed at the Newport branch in the Campbell County Library System.
That's correct.
And that will be on Friday, January 25th at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The Reader's Theater style of performance is gaining popularity in Cincinnati, whether it be a straight Reader's Theater or, as your company did during the holidays, a radio-style drama. Do actors flock to this? I mean, is this something they really like to do? Or are they kind of reticent to be, well, I'm just standing there reading?
I don't think so. I mean, I think actors really enjoy this for a variety of reasons. I mean, I think for myself, as the artistic director of Falcon, I'm extremely busy. There's a lot going on in my world. But Reader's Theater gives me an opportunity to participate in things like this, where I wouldn't necessarily have the time to get involved in a full-length production. The rehearsal process is shorter most of the time. You can produce things much more quickly. And I think that it makes it accessible to actors. Plus, they get an opportunity, I think, too, to play roles that they wouldn't normally get an opportunity to work on because they're not right physically or age-wise or in a variety of things. You can do things with Reader's Theater that you can't do on stage as an actor. And I think that that's very attractive to actors. I think they get a lot of opportunities that they might not otherwise get.
Elizabeth, what drew you to doing this particular Reader's Theater production?
Oh, well, this is my first time doing something like this, so I've always wanted to. Yeah, it's nice to be able to access the material and perform the material in the shortened time span because you don't have to work on memorizing lines and work on blocking. So it's a new format for me, which is something that I've always wanted to do.
And of course, with all of the music and the play and all like that, it is a free event.
That's correct. The Signature Series is free.
But people do need to make reservations. And we'll put the phone number on the website for people who want to make reservations. I would suggest making reservations early because this could be a very popular event.
It's already proving to be so. The library is getting calls very, very quickly. This has been one of the most popular events so far, and we're really excited about that. That's really encouraging to us.
So if you are interested in seeing Soldier Come Home at the Newport branch of the Campbell County Public Library, I would suggest visiting our website at wvxu.org for more information. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Elizabeth Malloy, actress playing Mary Pringle in Soldier Come Home. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And also Ted Weil, artistic director of Falcon Theater, who is presenting this production. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Jim.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.